Scripture reading, Matthew chapter 26, verses 36 through 44. Then Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to them, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." He took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee along with him, and he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me." Going a little farther, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will." Then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. "Couldn't you men keep watch with me for 1 hour?" he asked Peter. "Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." He went away a second time and prayed, "My Father, if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away unless I drink it, may your will be done." When he came back, he again found them sleeping because their eyes were heavy. So he left them and went away once more and prayed the third time, saying the same thing. Devotional. In some Christian circles, repressing or disavowing authentic emotion is considered a virtue, or perhaps even a gift of spirit. Denying anger, ignoring pain, skipping over depression, running from loneliness, and avoiding doubt are not only considered normal, but actually virtuous ways of living out one's spiritual life. But this is not the model we find in Jesus, who freely expressed his emotions without shame or embarrassment. He shed tears. Luke chapter 19, verse 41. He was filled with joy. Luke chapter 10, verse 21. He felt overwhelmed with grief. Mark chapter 14, verse 34. He was angry and distressed. Mark chapter 3, verse 5. He was sorrowful and troubled. Matthew chapter 26, verse 37. His heart was moved with compassion. Luke chapter 7, verse 13. He expressed amazement. Mark chapter 6, verse 6, and Luke chapter 7, verse 9. Jesus was anything but an emotionally frozen Messiah. In Gethsemane, we see a fully human Jesus, anguished, sorrowful, and spiritually overwhelmed. He is pushed to the extremes of his human limits, and being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. Luke chapter 22, verse 44. So we must ask ourselves, where did we get the idea that acknowledging and expressing authentic emotion is somehow less than spiritual? And why do we believe that we can, or somehow should, grow in spiritual maturity without simultaneously growing in emotional maturity? Question to consider. In light of Jesus' ability to express his feelings to his closest friends, how would you describe your ability to do the same? Do you do so easily, awkwardly, with great difficulty, or never? Prayer. Lord, help me to slow down enough to feel and acknowledge what is going on inside me. Grant me the courage to enter into honest and authentic relationship with you, with others, and with myself, trusting that you will carry me. Help me to rest and relax in you as I take the risk to be more transparent and vulnerable with my emotions. In Jesus' name, amen. Please take a breath and spend the next 30 seconds of silence and stillness with Jesus at the sound of the gong.